Tell me about your training.
Well, during the 60s, of course, there was much more interest placed in diet and its role in health. Diabetes was always going to be a big part of that training because diabetic diets were very important. But equally, we forget, I think, today, how much drugs play a part, not only in diabetes, but in the treatment of other diseases and conditions. For example, at that time, we learned about gastric diets for people with ulcers, and there were 7 gastric diets, I can remember. We didn't have diuretics in the same numbers or ways in which we could treat people with high sodiums. So, of course, we even had low-sodium milk. There was a huge influx of knowledge about paediatric dietetics, and also, of course, dialysers were advanced in the 60s, and we had renal dietetics was one of the newer things. And certainly at that time, if you wanted to specialise when you were qualified, the in thing was to do renal dietetics or paediatrics. But I suppose because of my background, diabetes was the thing I wanted to study more. The training was slightly different in those years because although we did 4 years training, which was a long training period at that time, we did 3 years of theory, and then in the fourth year we went out and did our practical experience and then came back and did what we call part two finals after that. I trained through the 60s, but did my part two finals in 1971 and was very proud to get my Council for Profession supplementary number, which was D, which stood for Dietetics 1281. So at that time, there were only just over 1,200 of us with a number and probably only about 1,100 of us practising, nearly all of those at that time in the NHS.